back to Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy.
Welcome back, everybody. Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy right here on ESPN Radio 1280 AM, the Central Coast Sports Leader. Glad you could join us this morning.
Good to have you all here in Bakersfield. How are you guys doing out there today? It's nice to have you there as well.
We're doing great, Bill.
You finally heard back from Bakersfield.
Hey, so our work has paid off. Our Las Vegas trip and our hard
Going through
work.
Vegas and research and development was brutal for Mike and I. We worked really hard. We struggled there. You know, and we'd get up early and you just work. And we came across these guys, and these guys were great. And you wonder, who are these guys with these tees in their mouth? And you're thinking, what is up with that? Because, you know, Mike, I play a lot of golf with you, and you always have a tee in your mouth when we play golf. So without further ado,
I think
it's John and Ramon. Are you both there?
Oh, yeah, we're.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could sit back with us in our private sanctuary and hear our conversation. So we're glad that you were with us during the break. It's nice to have you with us live on the air. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, we've got to thank you enough to even take the time to talk to us, and we need to know a little bit about the history. We talked a little bit last week about your company, but how did you guys get started with this whole idea, and tell us what Tasty Golf Tees is all about?
Well, we were out playing golf. John and I were playing golf one day, nibbling on some tees, waiting for that slow group to get out of the fairway, and we just said, you know what? What if these tees had some flavor to them, and what if they were, you know, uncoated and sanitized, you know, and safe to actually put in your mouth? I think the tea John had in his mouth that day had some paint on it that was chipping off, you know.
I've had the little white speckled paint you find in your teeth days later.
Yeah,
that's the fun of it.
That's the fun. You're like, what was that? So this is truly just started from a simple idea. Because a lot of people, like you said, I was reading your website. They finish a hole, they put a tee in their mouth, walk up to the next tee, and they've got this tee that Mike said he has an oral fixation. And there's a lot of people out there like that, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. There are quite a few, and everyone who we show these to, I think you guys included, at first everyone's like, nah. And then they're like, let me try one. And then they're like, wow, can I have more?
Well, Mike had him in his hand for 3 weeks. I think he's out now. He's been jonesing.
Well, you should have seen, because when we came back, I had kind of a family get-together, and all the family comes down, and they're not golfers. Okay, I'm like one of the only golfers in the whole family. And so I got my mother and father-in-law over, and I'm passing around the Tasty Teas at the dinner table, you know, right after dinner. And everybody thinks I'm nuts.
Oh, yeah. My wife, actually, she doesn't play, but she keeps them in the car. I mean, pops one in while she's driving.
You guys are speaking with John Pax and Ramon Peralta. You two gentlemen, it seems like, have been active in building products for a long time together. You're like a patent team going on here. Has it always been golf equipment, or do you have products all over the place?
This is actually our first entry into the golf market. We have a few other products.
Have you getting a solid response from it? Like we were at the show and everybody ran into you, or people, besides saying, hey, well, that's a little strange, but then, whoa, is it growing and is the company in demand?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been tremendous. I mean, we must have gone through 1,500 bags just at the show, you know, between the golf tournament at Valley High and the booth. And since the show, we sold over 3,000 bags through the website, tastygolftees.com.
Yeah, a lot of custom bags, too. We're getting a lot of requests for co-branded packaging.
Well, you probably, like, for me personally, I would like the schnapps flavored, or a little margarita flavored. So,
nice.
So I know that you have currently, from what reading, you have a peppermint or a mint, and you have a cherry tea actually on the market right now. And we actually had them on the show. Remember, we were chewing on the show a couple weeks back. Do you have other flavors in the works, or what are requested? You know, any flavors really highly requested?
Yeah, well, our most requested flavors that are actually coming out next are grape and strawberry. We had an online survey on our site where we just asked people to come up with some flavors they'd like to see, and those were the two big winners, so those are coming out next.
Michelob Light flavor would be kind of cool.
Working on that one. Our co-branding, affiliation with some other sponsors when we start doing some flavors like that.
Well, you mentioned your website, tastygolftees.com. Are there other ways to get these teas? Are you trying to get them to all the golf shops? And how would the listeners right now get a bag of these, hook themselves up? What do they do?
Yeah, right now you can buy them through our website, tastygolftees.com, and probably starting the beginning of the next year, they're going to start trickling into pro shops and then eventually some retail shops probably by the middle of next year.
Well, I've got an idea that, you know, that we could be partners in this. What about the actual edible tea? So not only do you have the flavor, you know, you use it, you tee off with it, you have a little crack in it, you just, you're sucking on it, you just end up chewing the thing down and it's good for you. What do you think?
But then you're not going to have a tee to play golf.
Well, that's why you go through more bags of them that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. It's about volume.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you go to the, you get a box of the peanuts at the turn, you just get a bag of teas, and you're set. You play nine holes, you eat nine teas.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
That'd just be too funny.
You're onto something there. I'm
that would be too
I know,
funny.
Just remember, you heard it right here at Golf Talk Radio, okay? So it's
could you imagine, like, I just have this picture of, like, here I am driving down the road with a giant tea in my mouth, and someone's looking, you know how you look over at people once in a while when you're driving, and then all of a sudden you see this guy bite the end off of the tea.
Yeah, that's what
that guy doing.
I've seen Augie do that once. So let me. So this must be kind of fun for you. You guys, is this a full on business, or is this just a little finger of your business that you're playing with? Because it sounds like it's booming. It sounds like people are loving it. So where do you go from here? What's the plan?
Well, we're working on it's taken up a good amount of time, to say the least. And, you know, what we're doing on the other end is working on some of our other products. So it's fitting in nicely, and it's starting to take up more and more of our time, which we're happy about.
Well, it's just time. This is the beginning, man. This is it. This is going to take off. So you can buy them online right now. Tell people your website again and how they can reach you.
Sure, it's www.tastygolftees.com, and you could buy them right through our website right now.
And this is really, this is for real, guys. I have to tell you, these tees are actually really good. And you're making the different size tees now because, you know, they got the big-headed drivers. You need the big, long tees.
Sure. We actually experimented with 3 1/4-inch length, and everyone seemed to prefer the 2 3/4-inch length, so we're going with that right now.
Nice. That's just funny. And so we need to know, you mentioned that it's safe and it's, you know, how do they get the flavor in there unless it's a patent secret? But how does it, and it is safe, and so sucking on these wood things, there's no harm to the body.
No, they're actually the only golf tee that we know of on Earth that's safe to put in your mouth. They're sterilized in an FDA-approved facility right here in the U.S. and then flavored.
That's just a great idea. We wish you continuous success. We would love meeting you guys, and if you know, we appreciate it. And can we call? We can get in touch with you in a few months and see how things are booming.
Definitely.
All right. Let me know about that edible tea product, will you?
You got it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck with your company. We love it, buddy.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
That was John Pax and Ramon, his partner. They are inventors. They've been running around trying to build some products, and you can see they're starting to have some success with it. They were quite the talk at the show. I mean, you know, at least we talked about them at the show, but their booth seemed to be humming.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty interesting. And they were right when you were leaving, so they're handing out these, like, they're handing out candies, and they were just teas.
And it was kind of weird. You talk about show placement. You know, they were right at the front.
Perfect, yeah.
Right at the front, and you and I missed them. I mean, we were there for at least 2.5-3 hours on that day when we were on our way out.
We were hiding from some vendors, though. Oh, no. So, this was true. This is www.tastygolftees.com. Their company's Tasty Golf Tees. Different flavors. They've got cherry and mega mint. The mega mint, not just mint. It's mega mint.
I have to tell you, that mint is really strong.
I know it is. It's stronger than schnapps.
It is. But yeah. If you've had... let's see, I'm trying to think. If you had, like, garlic bread or something, and you pop one of those in your mouth, you won't know that you ate garlic.
Neither
will anybody else, because it absolutely just basically disintegrates everything in your mouth. It's that strong.
I'm thinking licorice teas or something. I'm going to come up with this.
But see, you're a licorice kind of guy.
I like licorice, yeah.
Yeah, you went off on it.
Good and plenties. Good and plenties.
Ooh.
Ooh. We're
you can't
big.
Be sharing this stuff over the air.
Oh, sorry, don't anybody remember that? We're gonna have to do some make the call use. We're gonna have a lot of fun today. So
why don't we take an early break, and then we'll have almost a full half hour before national
and give out a lot of prizes.
Yeah.